If you ever like to eat this hot meat for breakfast, you can get in Links or Patties.
You mean make sausage out of it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I eat that sometime, but I don't eat it too regularly because it's that fresh pork's not as good for a feller as we used to think it was. Mm-hmm.
Used to, who was the man that you go to buy your meat from?
Who did you go to? Mm-hmm.
Where did you call him?
Oh, call him a merchant. Mm-hmm. He sell it downtown. Mm-hmm. We didn't have grocery stores flipping until just a few years back. The man around the store, he had a general store. He sold a little of everything. Clothes, dry goods, hardware, groceries all together. Mm-hmm. Just a general store.
Did you have a butcher?
No, that's way back there, they bought their meat, ordered it in there now. Of course, later years, when they first started putting in them regular grocery stores, a lot of times they still have a butcher back there. They buy it, I think, a lot of it in big size from the cool stores and have a butcher back there to cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
You know, when you slice off your bacon from the side, there's usually a tough edge on it that you cut off. What do you call that?
Well, I always called it the skin. Mm-hmm. But what I buy now, I just buy mine and put up in a little package. Easily about 12 ounces or 16 ounces. It's got that taken off and done sliced up.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It costs us about up toward $2 a pound.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I used to sell a little once in a while and get 10 cents a pound purchase for fresh pork. Some is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I see. You like these greens?
Greens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like those kind of greens.
Mm-hmm.
I like turnip greens. We got a good bunch of turnip greens out there now. I like collards, but I didn't have a garden this year. Had surgery in January, and I wasn't able to grow a garden.
Hmm.
But son-in-law come down here in the fall, fixed me a little place out there, and I planted some turnips. Got some pretty good turnips. I was till this cold hit them, made them looking pretty ragged now.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever cook a piece of meat along with your greens?
Yeah, always have. I buy enough little, what we call boiling meat, them solid pieces like you're talking about. Wife puts a little in the turnips every time she cooks them.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised like that and it makes them better to me.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people using any kind of meat called fatback or white meat or solid
meat?
Yeah,
we buy what they call fatback sometimes down there from the grocery store. It's just some of that real fat part of the middle and not much street nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right to boil your stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it ain't too good just to eat, not to my notion.
Yes, I see. Well, talking about your meat, if you kept it too long, you'd say it's done what?
Well, it'd get rank. Mm-hmm. Well, when we grow our own, save our own meat. You kill the hogs in the winter when it's cold, salt it down, have a barrel, a box or something, put it in there and put salt on it. Let it stay, I think about 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a smokehouse, we called it. We'd get out in the field where this old bear grass grows, cut some of that, bring it in, and get some strings, scald it in the hot water where you can work it,
mm-hmm.
hang up your meat.